Hi, Joseph. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Tina.
They were telling me that you have a Polynesian group. You never said that to me. That's awesome.
Oh, I had that for a long time. Yes.
Wow, very cool. So, do you own that domain, SivaOPacifica.com?
Yep, I own that. In Richmond,
okay.
Because there's another group in Utah.
Okay, so if you own that domain, we can definitely do the same program for you that we have for RVA Outdoor Solutions, but just set it up under the Polynesian group. The only thing that you can't do is use the same address for both of those businesses because that would conflict. So do the students come to that 17500 Magnolia Fields Loop, Unit 108?
No, I don't teach any classes or anything. We just do shows.
Oh, then, okay, so you just do shows. So what address
do
you use for that business?
Well, that's a good question. We don't use any address. Basically, I didn't file any license or anything, so you don't need a license for this. You don't have to, for entertainment.
Okay.
So no,
so
I don't have
since it's an entertainment group, you don't need a license. That's fine. Google won't hold you back, if you don't have the license, but especially if it's not needed, right? But they will want something to show that you're a real business in Richmond. So do you have an invoice with an address or a business card or anything like that that would support that the business is in Richmond?
I don't have any business cards. I have an old business card, but that was an old business card. I think so.
Old business cards. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So.
Oh, no, but that's called a different name before. I think so. Yeah, that was a different name.
That might be a problem then, because what happens is Google will protect you as a small business, even in the entertainment industry from a large corporation trying to come in and steal clients. So the only way that you could get on the first page is to be a valid business in the area. Now, if someone could help you and make like a template for a business card or a template for an invoice, then you could send that over to us when we ask for pictures and they would be able to re-verify the business. I think that would be the best way for you to go because that doesn't cost any money to make a template. You know what I mean? So let's just see
here. I can
do
that.
Okay. And then the pricing, I could still put you into the friends and family rate if you wanted to, bring that one on board. So it would be $249 monthly. I would also get the setup fee waived for you altogether. And then we would include the website with that. So they wouldn't charge you extra to put the site together.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm not going to set it up right now, but I think maybe next month.
Next month. Okay. So I wanted to get back to you because she said you were asking about it and just kind of give you your options. But, of course, you can get back to me next month or whenever you're ready, and we'll get it set up for you at that time.
I have that domain, but it was I didn't renew it, so it kind of expired. But if I ask my friend, he can send me the domain because I think the domain was set up under Wix.
Yeah, you might want to renew that domain right as soon as possible because what happens if it expires? They might sell it to somebody else that's looking for that, same business name, which, I don't know if there's anybody else that's requesting it, but it's pretty cool because you had it as the name of your business.com, and I think that would help you to keep it, So maybe just try to, see if you can get that because usually they'll renew a domain for pretty cheap. It doesn't cost a lot of money. And then that way, when you're ready to come on board with this, we can use the same domain.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and if they find, if you find out that it's no longer available, then don't waste money getting a new domain, because we can purchase a new one for you when you come on board. But it may not be the .com. It might be a .net or a .org or something, but it would be as close to the business as we can get. But, you know, definitely try to get the .com first, so that when you're ready next month, you know, we can build the site on it, okay?
Okay, nice. Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
And
that's
also,
so cool. I hope I get to see you guys perform one day. Are you on YouTube or anything? Or?
You know what? I never... Well, I posted stuff for social media, and there was the videos and pictures and all that, but I never took it, like, too serious on it, you know? And now, because I never marketed, I never promoted, it was just a word of mouth, and, you know, people find us from shows. But now I want to take it to the next level. So I had this business since 2012, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was never marketed. It was a word of mouth, but now I want to take it seriously now, and I want to market it, and I want to pay for the Google marketing too. So now I'm even going to pay for the fee for you guys to SEO, but I'm going to pay the marketing for you guys to market it. Because once it hits March, that's where people started calling for shows in April, May.
Yep,
But that's how it goes, is.
Yeah, you know, my kids grew up doing Polynesian dancing, so I'm very familiar with how it works. And when we used to order their supplies from Hawaii to make costumes, they would tell us that there's more Polynesian dance groups in California than there are in Hawaii. So it's amazing how, it's such a, you know, it's a whole popular world out here in Southern California. They have Polynesian dancers at Disneyland. They have them in Huntington Beach at the Hyatt Hotel, at the Hilton Hotel. In the summer, there's all kinds of people hiring fire knife dancers. And, it's amazing. Yeah, but you're right. It's a season. You have to get, you know, on the first page of Google and get it going, so that when that season starts, people can find you, you know?
Yep. I was pretty pleased. Even though I didn't market it, it was just people calling me from, I got people calling me from California, New York, Florida.
But you do the shows locally, right? You don't travel that far, do you?
No, I do. I travel. It's not much marketable in Richmond. So people calling me from Virginia Beach, down in D.C., down in, like, I also travel, too.
Okay. I'll put travels, Virginia Beach. Where else?
D.C., Maryland.
D.C., okay, Maryland, okay.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida's big,
yeah,
I think.
I got some people in New Jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some people all over the place, so I can just call them, hey, I got a show over here. Can you go do it?
So then once we get the access to your domain, do you have pictures?
Oh, I got a lot of pictures, yes.
Okay, good. So we'll put the pictures up there and the different shows.
Videos.
And, you know, different videos. Okay, awesome. So
well, if we can, if that domain is still available, all I have to do is just sign up for it, and then, you know, because I have a website.
Yep. Yeah. So if you renew the domain with them, they might launch the whole site for you again. You won't have to build a new site. And if that's the case, we'll take your site the way it is and then optimize it on the listings to show on the first page of the search results, so that now the site will get the exposure that it needs to bring you more traffic, you know?
Well, actually, I want to redo the website.
So it would be better to have us do it.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay,
and I would just send everything to you guys, and you take it over from there.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm excited about that because it's a passion to me. I'm happy that they told me that you had a Polynesian group. I'm like, that's so cool because I love the Polynesian. You know, what's funny, because you've seen my Facebook, and I'm blonde, but when I went, when I grew up, they had a little tourist area. We were living in Chicago, and it was called Wisconsin Dells.
Wow.
And my mom said, you can have anything you want from the gift shop there. And I remember during that water show at Wisconsin Dells, they had Polynesian dancers, like the Tahitian dancers come out in the costumes.
Wow.
And so when I went to the gift shop, I wanted the little hula outfit. I was only like 6 or 7 years old, and they have a picture of me in the hula outfit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then when we went downtown Chicago, we lived about 45 minutes away. So if we would go downtown, my mom would say, where do you guys want to eat lunch? And me and my brother would always get into an argument because I wanted to go to Kentucky Inn, which was the Polynesian restaurant where you would get your drink in the pineapple and there's blowfish hanging from the ceiling and a waterfall.
Yeah.
I always was attracted to that kind of stuff. So I told my husband, it's so funny that we ended up marrying because I felt like I always had a passion for that even before I knew him, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just thought it was kind of funny that now you have that group. I'm like, oh, I would love to see them put the site together for you and make something really awesome out of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm excited, too. So I'm excited to take
okay.
it to, you know, very seriously, you know.
So if you're ready to do it, I'll put a note here to follow up with you next month at this time. But if you're ready sooner, anytime you call in, if you put in 777, that will ring to my desk. So you can always reach me directly, Joseph. But again, if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up. Yep. So when you call the local splash line, it'll say, you know, press 1 for this and press 2 for that. If you just immediately put in 777, then it will ring to my desk.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you, and I'll talk to you next month. So in the meantime, have a great rest of your week, too. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, you too. Bye.
All right. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.